The scripture for today, this morning, is from Proverbs. Proverbs chapter 1 and verse 33. I have it in the King James first, and then actually the version I brought today was from the Amplified. Whoever, you could put a whosoever in there because this is your choice and my choice. Whosoever listens to me, wisdom, because wisdom is the topic, will live securely and in confident trust and will be at ease without fear or dread of evil. And I find this very timely because without the Lord, there are a lot of people freaking out right now about what's going on all around us, not only politically, but in our nation and around the world. There are a lot of tumultuous activities going on, and it's not a peaceful place unless you're in Christ. The situation with Israel still, and in Jannah, you're probably very aware of things going on there that maybe you have connections that you're privy to that we're not. When I see verses like this, whoever listens to me, I was thinking of Harold the Hark Angel. And he had a proclamation to make. And suddenly he was here. And he had a proclamation to make about the birth of Christ. And how, when the word says hearken or hark, it's a call to pay attention. Because if the call is so important that God would dispatch an angel to bring a message, and we know biblically that's happened a lot. We also talked about Gabriel last week and how God will use any of his vessels that are willing to be used to bring a word, to bring a message to the body of Christ. And so when he said, whoever listens to me, to pay attention to, any time that we hear or read a scripture like that, it's the implication is God wants us to hear here, but also in our hearts by the Spirit. Sometimes people's hearing in the natural kind of fades away, but we don't ever want our spiritual ears to get to that point where we no longer hear what the Spirit of the Lord is speaking to us. And these are important things to consider, that you will live securely. Mine says that you will dwell safely in the King James. Unto me, whoso hearkens unto me shall dwell safely. If that were the only promise in that verse, that would be a big one. There are places like New York City, you can't even walk down the street anymore without being mindful of an incident that could happen, and you find yourselves in a way that fear is prevalent now on the streets of our cities. And I've seen an increase in those kind of activities happening in Springfield, some in Chester. Some of these things are permeating even communities that never saw things like this coming. And now we're in them. But to dwell in safety, you can go to bed at night and sleep in peace as a believer because of who we belong to. And shall be quiet from fear of evil. God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. And believers should not have to go to bed in fear. Fear is not from the Lord. And he did not give us that spirit of fear. And this says, confident trust and will be at ease. Ken, could I ask you to do a military demonstration? All right. Three positions. Attention. You got to turn around. Attention. Parade rest. And at ease. Okay. End of sermon. To be at ease. If I were to ask some of you, what does that mean to you, to be at ease? What would you have to say? This is a, you know, we're all here together, and we often communicate with one another about a lot of things openly. If I were to ask you what it means, what would you say to that? What does it mean for you to be at ease? What's that?
Relax.
Peaceful.
Not a care in the world.
Yes?
No worries.
No worries?
Just sleep well. Mm-hmm.
Don't know how
to stir it
up.
What was that?
Not all stirred up.
Not all stirred up? Beautiful. Isn't that a nice promise?
Amen.
And look who spoke it. Quiet from fear of evil. Not going to bed worrying about what's going to happen or what's not going to happen. I can't tell you how many times. I don't do it often when the faith's around, but there's been lots of times I left the house and left the back door open. It wasn't even locked, and I didn't even realize I did it. I just said, well, nobody took my curry while I was gone. We have such a protection, such a covering in the Lord, that even those things that we treasure, the things that we value, the things that we've accumulated, they're all safe in the hands of the Lord. And so we don't have to be people going around in fear of what's going to happen. Am I going to get someone busting through the door in the middle of the night? Could be the SWAT team. I heard you love Jesus. We can't have that anymore. I don't worry about that. I have no fear about those things. And there's such a place of rest in Him that those things should be getting less and less and less in our lives. Worry, anxiety, fear. We were talking about this after a Bible study one night downstairs, about how the spirit of fear is like the parent spirit, if you will. And how many of you have ever seen a spider carrying all of its little babies on its back? On the little baby spiders out in your gardens, Priscilla? Mm-hmm. And they're all hanging on to mama. Well, the spirit of fear would be like that spider, but all its little babies are anxiety, fretting, worry, afraid. All of those things are like little offsprings of the spirit of fear, and that's how it manifests. So whenever you get really anxious about something, what does the Bible say? Let us not be anxious, doesn't it? Use that word, anxious. All stirred up, the exact opposite of what this verse is talking about. And that's why verses like this confront us right where we're prone to be vulnerable. And so we don't have to be anxious about anything. Besides, look who we're talking to when we give all those things to the Lord. You know, when you give Him something, don't take it back. It's not for us to do that. And you might have to spend a few days taking your stand about something, but if you're persistent and you stay with it, you're going to get more used to leaving things in God's hands than you are, what's the alternative? You know, anxious, worry, fear, frenzy, fretting, All of those are like little babies off of the parent spirit of fear. So let us guard our hearts about giving way to these things. I've heard people say they worry about running out of gas. Well, fill your gas tank. or at least put some... Oh, man. Sometimes I get a dumb moment. Last year, when... This is a testimony to the Lord's provision here for this building. The local fuel delivery people, there's several in the area, they all raised the price of fuel oil to our homes. And somebody suggested, should we put out a container to give towards offsetting the cost of the fuel because it was going to go up. Well, the wonderful thing was they never raised it on this building for all of winter last year. And we just appreciated that. And, of course, it got raised this summer for this winter. But last year, when it was a frigid, really cold, snowy winter, somehow the fuel company that supplies the church showed mercy on us and spared us an increase. And over the years in your personal lives, you've seen God's faithfulness to you in so many ways. So even though the new year for a lot of people may be an opportunity for them to be afraid and be fearful, I sought the Lord for a word for the new year. It's one word, continue. That I'll talk about after the music and everything, and we come back to the message for the church. But the opening scripture was this one about, I want to read it again, we'll live securely and in confident trust. What's the difference between trust and confident trust? Yes, Cheryl Kay.
Trust, when we trust just ourselves on what we're doing, we're not really sure if it's going to happen or not.
Okay.
But we trust in the Lord, we know it's going to happen.
Beautiful. Man, you guys are going to get all A's in your Sunday school class today.
We went to a ladies' conference last February, and one of the themes of the conference was, God is God, and I am not.
Yep. That's why I tell you often I'm not Holy Ghost Junior either. Because I'm not. But when I read scriptures like this, a confident trust, it's the knowing part of it, isn't it? Yeah. With us, and we trust in one another, we all know how opportunities are there to fail somebody, to disappoint somebody, because we're trusted in, or we trust somebody and they don't keep their word. But when you put your confident trust in the Lord, he always keeps his word. And he's ever faithful. He has 100% track record. So you're right, Cheryl, okay, when we put our trust in the Lord, we're confident. All right, let's look at that a little further. And we'll be at ease. I just want to review that again. Kenny did that because some of us are veterans. And the only time you're at ease is after the colonel or a general has retired and the party's all over out on the flight line and you get to walk away from there. Otherwise, you have to stand there and just listen to 2 hours of how this guy got however many stars on his shoulders, you know, and his whole military career was honored. And it's a very formal celebration, actually. And so when I think of scriptures like at ease, it's just exactly like what you said. Because the one we trust in, if I can trust God to keep my butt out of hell, I can trust him with anything. You know, because that's, we got to come to that radical faith thinking. If he can do that, and he did that for us, everything else is trimming, if you will. But this is a wonderful reminder. Without fear. I've never been a person who feared a lot. And I'm close to being a person who does not fear. I'm just not. That bugs some people that I know. Just bless them with a brick. No, we don't do that. We may have wanted to at one time. But the people fear other people more than anything else. Well, why can't we just believe that God will keep us? Our name's in the book of life. He saved us. Or dread of evil, the Amplified. Dread is something that you really, you dread, you hate it, you're trembling, you're shaking, you're not looking forward to it, and you wish it didn't exist, but it does. But we don't have to let it get down on the inside of us. And that's a wonderful advantage of being a Christian. Non-believers are already filled with these things to an extent. Believers are not. And we have the ability to trust and hope in God's word. And don't let those things get down on the inside of us. Because if they do, then the fruit of that is going to come forth in our lives. But think how non-believers have nothing like the believer has. They could have by making that choice to follow him. But we have such great advantages in this regard. We don't have to be people who are bound and hung up and live our lives in fear. And some people do, and it's a lifestyle, and they can never seem to get out of it. And then when one thing is settled, within 5 minutes, they're worried about something else. I'm worried about the people that worry about having nothing to worry about. What a life. And it's a trap. So, we're free. Let's thank the Lord to keep us that way. Because this is something that he's done and he's made available for every one of us. So when you walk about at Huggy Break, don't be fearful. Be faithful.